producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley is here, and I asked a question about the unusual experiences encountered by my first wife, Geneva, after taking what others thought to be a very mild dose of mescaline. What's your perception?
It could very well be, Gene, that she was ready for some kind of dramatic or extreme breakthrough. And, of course, individuals do have different reactions to hallucinogenic substances. Now, I've never taken mescaline. I've never taken anything. I've never taken acid, psilocybin, ayahuasca, any of those. So I can't comment from personal experience, only from what I've read in the documented literature and from what I have learned from people I've interviewed. And, you know, just by way of comparing those cases to, let's say, head trauma. Well, many people have severe head trauma and they don't suddenly become psychic. So what is it that breaks that shell for one person and not for another? It could very well be that there's a great deal of latent ability that is ready to come open. And I do believe that as traumatic as some of these things can be, we're never really presented or given anything more than we can really handle. It just might be more difficult for some than others to, you know, get on top of it.
Now, long and short of it is, are there ways that somebody who perceives themselves as not having that much intuition, are there ways they can develop that ability?
There certainly are. And in paranormal investigation, you know, I do a lot of paranormal investigation, and I am constantly meeting people who say, oh, I'm not psychic. I'm psychic as a stone. And they're relying totally on gadgets. And I do believe that equipment is very important. We do need hard evidence. We need photographic evidence and as well as other kinds of hard evidence. But the paranormal and the things that paranormal investigators are looking for, they require some sort of sensitivity to perceive. That's subjective experience. That's really where most of the action is. And I always tell these people that you are psychic, you just haven't realized it, and there are many ways that you can learn how to develop it. In the workshops that I've taught over the years, people are always amazed at how psychic they really are. They just haven't given themselves credit for things they're already doing that they didn't perceive as being psychic. And here again, I think it's probably because of a lot of the conditioning from the media. You know, we've been conditioned to think of psychics as you know, some sort of supernormal individuals who know all and see all and are always talking to spirits and the dead, when in fact the psychic faculty in most people is oriented toward enhancing that person's life.
Well, do you have examples here where people presume they're not psychic, but really they are to some degree? What specific examples would you mention?
Well, for example, everybody can describe certain reactions to situations that are psychic clues. You know, and here again, it comes in the body sensations, that feeling in the pit of the stomach, feeling expansive or feeling heavy. All of those sensations through the senses that I described, many people don't realize that that is the psychic faculty talking to them. We've all had experiences, for example, with telephone telepathy. This is quite common. It's been very well documented in paranormal literature that the telephone will ring and you know who's on the other end. Now, we're not talking about calls where you're expecting a call from someone or it's logical that someone would call you at a certain time. But these would be cases of somebody literally calling out of the blue and yet you know who's on the other end before you pick up the phone. That's your psychic faculty operating. when people get dreams where they feel that something is right to do or not right to do, the psychic faculty will speak through dreams. I've often done just very simple remote viewing exercises where I have an image in an envelope or an object in a box, and I ask people to describe the unseen contents. And that's the psychic faculty, being able to see the unseen. And people are amazed at what they get right. So once you give people some validation about what they're already doing, then it's very encouraging to them to keep on going.
Chris, it sounds like the culture is, at least in the West, is fairly effective at dampening down these innate, you know, sort of latent abilities, and out of sight, out of mind. The less you use any muscle or any sort of ability, obviously, you know, your ability is impacted negatively, and people just kind of, you know, they'd rather watch TV and experience severe head trauma every day with the media, and they're not really aware. Like you said, they think that Sylvia Brown is, you know, the cat's pajamas. I think she probably did more to give psychics a bad name than probably anybody. But there are, like, Amy Allen on the Dead Files. I've worked with her, and that woman, I mean, I absolutely am convinced that she has real abilities. I mean, I saw it time after time after time, and that gave me that gave me hope, because sometimes I think I'm like a rock sometimes, and I would really like to have more of my intuitional awareness developed. And looking at your book, I mean, half the book literally are ways that anyone can develop aspects of their psychic abilities and their awareness, and that's why I really think that this could be, for anyone who's interested in this subject and wants to explore this for their own lives, that this is a really good way to just go through methodically through the exercises and through the chapters and do exactly that, develop these abilities that we all have.
I've got over 90 ways to discover and exercise your psychic power using all of the senses. And I've put them together. This is really the product of years of experience and training myself. I put them together from my meditation practices. Some of them come out of Zen influence, for example. The energy healing training that I did yielded quite a bit in terms of ways to open up the psychic faculty, because you have to use that in energy healing. And just plain basic psychic training, like how to see the aura, how to read energy off objects. I've got remote viewing exercises, precognition exercises, dowsing, adaptations of parapsychology tests and experiments, just many different ways. And through them all, any individual should be able to realize their ability and then figure out which of the senses are dominant and how that ability speaks to the individual. And then there are further exercises in the book that can the individual can continue to take to another level. But as I was saying earlier, I think this is one of the most important things we can do. And Chris, you'd mentioned that, you know, Western culture really discourages this sort of thing. Parapsychology and the paranormal, these are still very poor stepchildren in the eyes of science. Science doesn't know what to do with these things. And so we have this emphasis in our culture on logic and science. And if logic and science can't explain something, then it gets pushed into the closet, or it's considered to be some sort of a weird anomaly that doesn't really fit into the scheme of things. But in the Eastern view, these sorts of things are part of the natural order. And as an individual develops consciousness and awareness, more and more of these things manifest in more dramatic ways.
Let me do the break here, Rosemary, and then we'll continue with that. We've got Rosemary Ellen Geiling joining Gene and Chris You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218- Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley is author of a book called The Guide to Psychic Power. And I'm looking at the section right now. Increasing your prosperity, beginning on page 197. But you were telling us more about how things work. Could you continue?
In the last segment, I was just comparing the Western and Eastern approaches to this faculty. And we still have this attitude in the West that this is a some sort of anomaly that doesn't fit into the scientific paradigm, which supposedly explains everything in reality. And in the Eastern view, these sorts of abilities are considered part of the natural order. And the more we expand our consciousness and develop our sensitivity and awareness, and especially the more we attune to spiritual energy and advance our spiritual consciousness, these things manifest more and more. And in the path of yoga, at some point, they were even considered to be distractions on the path to enlightenment, that you shouldn't get caught up in things like having supernormal powers. These are a natural kind of outflow of the expansion of consciousness, but don't get your ego caught up in them. But I do believe that we are given these innate abilities as, first of all, as part of our survival mechanism, that also they are for the enhancement of daily life. It's a faculty that should enable us to be more prosperous, to be better balanced, to be able to ward off problems and obstacles, and also to overcome the ones that we're in more easily. It's definitely something that we were intended to use because we have it from birth.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering here how you respond to naysayers and skeptics and scoffers who say, well, if you're so damn psychic, how come you haven't won the lottery? Or, you know, why don't you go to the racetrack and walk away with a whole bunch of money? What is it about these abilities that almost invariably people that have them admit that they can't use it for their own self-betterment in terms of monetary materialistic things like winning lotteries, picking the right numbers, you know, going to the casino, that sort of thing? What is it about that it seems to dissuade ourselves from bettering ourselves in that manner?
It is very peculiar, Chris. And yes, that's one of the first things that hardcore skeptic would say as well, you know, if you're so psychic, how come you haven't won the lottery? And yet there have been many, many attempts. If we look at these super successful artists, innovators, corporate people, they are manifesting incredible prosperity with the help of their psychic ability. It's just not coming in this racetrack gambling lottery sort of thing. So many studies done on what can be the psychic factors enhancing gambling wins. And things like even the phase of the moon has been taken into consideration. There have been some studies that seem to indicate that when the moon is full, psychic powers seem to be amplified in some individuals. There have been other studies done about other astronomical configurations. And yet there's something that seems to be very elusive when it comes to gambling numbers. Now, I participated for several years in an experiment that the Society for Psychical Research did some years ago on pooling psychic resources to try and win British lotteries. We would all meditate at certain times to try and get the winning numbers. And there were winning streaks where it seemed like the group would be on a roll for a while. All the winnings were put into a kitty, and people either had the option of taking some of the winnings or allowing the kitty just to accumulate to buy more lottery tickets. No big ones, but there would be these waves, you know, interesting waves. And the study was eventually ended because nothing conclusive came of it. There have been other studies. There was a famous one involving Association for Research Enlightenment People, the Edgar Cayce organization, individuals from that organization who were investing in silver's futures, and they used prominent psychics to try and help them make their investments, and a double blind. The psychics were working with symbols that they didn't know whether a symbol was buy or sell, but they would get symbols, and then the symbols would be interpreted by the group in terms of how they should do their investments. And they did quite well for a while, and then started losing. So we've got peculiar factors here with gambling. I had, you know, a dream once where I dreamt three numbers, And I'd never played the lottery in my life, but I thought, well, I couldn't figure out what the meaning of these three numbers was. So I went down and bought a three-number lottery ticket, went down to the store, and didn't win anything. But it got my curiosity up about lotteries, and I thought, well, maybe I should play another lottery. So this was back before Mega Millions and Powerballs. I was playing the New York State Lottery, and I bought just a quick pick regular lottery ticket. And I got five of the six numbers.
Wow.
However, because my husband at the time told me the ticket was worthless because I hadn't gotten all six numbers, I threw it away.
Oh no!
I did.
And you divorced him the next day.
Well, not quite the next day, but
2 days later.
Now, the question is, why did I have that dream? The dream prompted me to play the lottery, but I wasn't seeking to play the lottery. I wasn't in dire financial straits. It just seemed to be something that came out of the blue. And have I ever had a dream like that again? No. So a lot of unanswered questions when it comes to gambling. There seems to be the deliberate attempt to get huge amounts of money that psychic faculty just really falls down on. Now, I do have a case in my book, an executive that I interviewed a few years ago who was a chief financial officer for a big corporation and also a very sensitive individual, and he'd had other psychic experiences, and he would get dreams where he knew when to buy and sell things, and some of this had to do with his personal finances and some of it had to do with corporate. And some of it, the messages would be couched sometimes in dream symbols that he would have to interpret. Sometimes they'd be very clear. And he said, well, I really had to be very careful about how I justified these things, because he discovered that he was always right.
I know people who say they're always right. The problem is here, of course, is sometimes, quite often, as a matter of fact, when you're told by someone, you know, I'm always right, you kind of have to look at the reverse of that picture to see what's really going on. But we'll get into more of that in our next segment. We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and her book is called Guide to Psychic Power. And I recommend, after reading the book, go right to page 197 so you can learn how to be prosperous, or at least make an effort, right? With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley, we caught you in the middle of a little story over there. Would you continue?
Sure, Gene. This man who was chief financial officer and started having these dreams about how to move money around for the best advantage, and his dreams were accurate. And he said that he had to be very careful because sometimes the forces in the physical world weren't in the proper place to justify what he perceived in the future. And he said, you can't just walk into a board meeting and say, well, I had a psychic dream, and, you know, we've got to sell, you know, X millions of dollars worth of bonds or whatever. You know, he would have to find the justification for, you know, making some of these decisions and changes and, you know, of course, getting board approval and whatnot. And he said that these dreams only lasted for a period of time. I asked him if he could account for why they started and why they ended. And he said, well, this was a period of time, he and his wife had small children. And he said, a lot of my energy was bound up in, you know, providing, you know, for the future of my daughters. And, I was concerned, you know, about my children's well-being and whatnot. And so he ascribed some of that emotional intensity to perhaps that was one reason why the faculty manifested in this way. It is very peculiar when it comes to money.
Yeah, I think a good case in point would be the self-proclaimed world's foremost ufologist, Sean David Morton, impressed people to the extent of them investing a number of millions of dollars, I think, in total, which, of course, was all lost or poured into private real estate concerns by the Mortons. So you have to kind of be aware of there are people out there that are willing to try to trick you into thinking that they have these control over these abilities. And when it comes to money or investing or things like this, you have to be doubly careful not to fall into the trap of trusting, you know, how would I put it, a fast-talking psychic stock prognosticator. Sounds like he could have taken some lessons from your guy there.
Well, people who are successful investors, like I think a lot of the superstars on Wall Street and even individuals who do well with their portfolios, they are making use of their gut instincts, their intuition, their psychic ability in sensing how, you know, the markets are going to move. But this is not a perfect science by any means. And I think the average person in terms of looking for prosperity, the best thing to do is to use your psychic ability toward things that are going to produce that prosperity. And I don't have the knowledge of the markets to try and be, you know, a heavy player in that regard. But I would rather use my intuitive ability toward the things that I am doing in my career, for example, what's going to work well and what isn't, that in turn is going to bring increased prosperity in. And I think for many people, that's a really good approach to take.
Yeah, I would agree, Rosemary. It's, you know, all this application of your psychic innate psychic abilities. You know, it's a double-edged sword. Oftentimes, we think that we're having some sort of intuitive moment, or we think that we're being guided in a specific direction, whether to play three quarters instead of one at a slot machine. And we have to be observant, and we have to be aware of the times that we are correct and that we have anticipated something correctly, and sort of, you know, sort of back engineer how that could possibly be and establish some patterns. I mean, there is a certain bit of work that has to be done. And as your book points out, there are a number of ways that we can all start to develop these in a variety of our senses. So we can develop these things. I know one thing that you've been doing quite a bit lately is black mirror scrying. Screen? How do you say that word?
Scrying.
Give us an idea of some of the techniques that you have found for yourself that have been most productive and most reliable.
Yes, one of the first things that I discovered for myself was psychometry. And then if I held an object, and I've used this in readings a lot, if I do a reading in person, I usually like to hold something that a person has owned, especially something metal. Even car keys work if they're not wearing jewelry. And that you get impressions from it. They flood in a variety of ways. For me, it's a lot of pictures. I get things in symbols, and then I have to do an intuitive interpretation of the symbols, and it's a process that happens very quickly. I can get symbols without psychometry, but there's something about making that physical connection that just kind of adds a little electricity to it. Also, when I do readings, whether it's long distance or in person, when someone asks for a reading, which is permission to look at what's going on in someone's life, I will often see symbols floating over their heads. And I see it clairvoyantly. I don't see it physically. And here again, the symbol requires some interpretation. But it's a process that unfolds very quickly. In the early days, I would have to ask myself, well, now, what does this mean? And then I would get the answer. And now it comes much more quickly. So the black mirror that you mentioned, this is something that I've actually been experimenting with since the 80s, but in the past 5 or 6 years, it has really picked up for me because I started teaching Black Mirror workshops, and they've been very successful. It's an old tool. It's this old tech, low tech, I call it, because it doesn't involve moving parts and batteries. But it's a very old technique for opening up the psychic faculty, a shiny black surface. And this goes back to, 7,000, 8,000 BC, people using black stones, even soot and oil rubbed together on a hand, something shiny but black that when stared at in a dissociated sort of way, opens up the psychic faculty for many people in much more dramatic ways than a silvered surface will. For example, like a silvered mirror or even a crystal ball. And they're all closely related. Gazing, the whole process of gazing, especially at a shiny surface, seems to open up the psychic doorway. And so I've been teaching Black Mirror workshops now for some time, and my husband Joe and I make mirrors that we provide for the workshops and even sell. And I've had so many success stories reported back to me with this that here again, people are surprised at what they get. They haven't given themselves credit for being able to have this kind of sensitivity until they try it and tools, some sort of psychic tool. It's a good way to help get the energy flowing. In the book, I also have, for example, exercises with pendulums. That's another good way to get the psychic faculty going.
Yeah.
So psychometry, I like that. I also, because I'm symbol-oriented and visually oriented psychically, I love the cards, especially tarot cards or other kind of psychic decks that elicit a chain of information from the image.
Yeah, I agree. I'm actually that would be my favorite manner of divination, that and the I Ching. But when we come back, I'd like to hear a little bit more about some of the history. You mentioned 7,000-8,000 BC. That's a long time ago. I'd be very interested to find out how, you know, well, we know this was an important thing back in ancient times, but I know you've done a lot of research in this. I'd be interested to find out more.
We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining us this week. She's author of a book called Guide to Psychic Power, and she's telling you the ways with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Very strange here. Chris has had this problem before. In the last few weeks, when he connects to the show with Skype, every so often the connection just gives up the ghost. I'm not saying that a ghost is interfering, but maybe Skype does not like him.
Two different computers.
Well, it's obviously your ISP connection or your router that's impacted, because we have a solid Skype connection here. And Rosemary has a solid connection. She's been online for the entire show with no problem. Yeah. Now, Chris asked something of you in our last segment. Rosemary, you want to pick up on it?
Well, Black Mirrors have an interesting legacy in history. And going back to about 7,000 to 8,000 B.C., people used black stones, and we have artifacts of black stones, like slabs of obsidian that would have been used as mirrors, and, you know, for cosmetic purposes. And these were usually the possessions of the upper class and royalty, but they were also used as divination devices as well. And people also used bowls of still water. The bowls would be darkened on the inside or made out of a darkened material. Sometimes a shiny coin would be put in the bottom as well. And people would stare at that at a still surface. Going back to the ancient Middle East, one common technique of scrying would be to take a little bit of soot and add some oil to it and rub it into the palm of the hand or on a thumbnail. Imagine looking into the future in your own thumb. But it's a very good example of how size of scrying surface doesn't really seem to matter. People have used big surfaces and small surfaces, but it's the use of a tool to put conscious awareness aside and go into a lightly altered state that enables psychic information to come forward. Now, moving on into history, with the advent of the silvered mirror, there people have used that, and also crystal ball gazing or crystal surfaces. But some interesting people from history, like John Dee and Nostradamus, they preferred a dark surface as well. Nostradamus used a bowl, a darkened bowl with either water in it or, in some reports, ink. And John Dee, one of his most important tools for contacting the angel realm and all of the work he did with Edward Kelly, was an obsidian mirror. He also used a crystal egg. but he had an obsidian mirror, which is now on display in the British Museum. And so the black mirror has been a favored tool of occultists throughout the ages as a way of looking into the astral realm.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure most people who will be listening to the show would agree that probably the most, popular of the ancient, diviners, if you will, were the oracles in the Greek system. Of course, the oracle at Delphi was the most famous, but there were oracles, I think, all around the Greek world. How did that whole that whole system of divination arise, and what were the underpinnings of the oracles?
Well, some of it's related to the process of katabasis, which is going within. And the Greeks seem to prefer going into dark spaces in order to access the gods. And this could be accomplished in various ways, by gazing into something shiny and dark, literally withdrawing into a cave or an underground structure or dwelling to go into this altered state. It would be facilitated by darkness. They also used other things as well, like examining the signs of clouds and markings on the organs and entrails of animals. Many different divination methods used, but when it came time to contact the dead or contact the gods for important matters, there would be something about dark spaces or surfaces that would be involved in that. And even in the process of healing, we have the idea of withdrawal in dream incubation, going into a special temple to go into, inner darkness to contact the gods for healing. So those would be the roots of techniques that then throughout the ages would be incorporated into tools. And the modern tool today is the black mirror.
These are subjects that then became later on in history very unpopular to a certain Christian crowd that were responsible for bringing us the Inquisition. And some of the Crusades also attempted to stamp out Middle Eastern versions of divination. All this stuff was forced underground, and there's still a stigma attached to it today. I'm sure we'll get on the Paracast forum people saying, how can you discuss seriously all these, Yahoo subjects about divination and about, predicting this or developing your psychic that. There's such a stigma attached to it, I think, in the mainstream that especially in the scientific and academic communities and listeners to shows like ours here. They're saying, well, we're giving Rosemary a pass because we like her and we're not going to dog her about this, that, or the other thing. And, I'm going to tell my listeners right now that, I was a professional card reader for a number of years. I was taught pendulum divination. I was taught how to throw the coins and I Ching when I was a little boy. So I've grown up with this kind of thing, and it's pretty simple for me to see through people who are charlatans who claim to have certain abilities and others that don't. And I think it's an underdeveloped skill. Again, I sound like a broken record, but it's an underdeveloped skill that we all can work with. And that's why, Rosemary, I think your book, for someone that's interested in this, this book could be invaluable because there's a lot of stuff in here that I didn't know, and I'm pretty up to speed on a lot of this stuff. Are there? How about some other things that maybe are lesser-known techniques or lesser-known methods that one can employ and or abilities that one can work on and look to expand their horizons a bit?
Well, reading photographs is a good way to develop psychic ability as well. And you can work with a partner on this or even work in a group. You take a photograph of someone you don't know and get impressions from it. what's going on in that person's life, things they like, whatever impressions come. And sometimes the impressions are just going to be about that person's emotional connections. Photographs can reveal a lot of information about a person. Some of it may be small things, doesn't necessarily need to be big things. I learned a lot of photograph reading when I was studying energy healing, and the purpose for that was to get a sense of what was going on health-wise with the person, but you can get lots of other impressions as well. There was a famous parapsychology test that I adapted for the book, and that's to look into the future news. And back in the early part of the 20th century, it was called the newspaper test. And mediums would be asked to look at a future newspaper, to read the headlines, the stories, and even down to what page something would be on, an article or a photograph, what the content of it would be, exactly what the headline would be. And you can do that today, you know, frankly, not very many people read newspapers anymore, but we get our news still in some sort of format. And we have many online news sheets and newspapers. And you can ask yourself to look at tomorrow's news, for example. That's a very good way of developing especially detailed accuracy. There's a variation of that called the book test, where you envision a book you have not read. You take yourself to a certain page, to a certain line, and try and see a word or a sentence or an entire line on that page. And people, as I mentioned earlier, people are often quite surprised at what they can do.
You know, I have a story, a very funny story, about predicting how a movie would end, almost with the exact dialogue. Now, once upon a time, I took some lessons in screenwriting with my son Grayson, and we did write a rather bad screenplay. But let me tell you the story when we get back with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, with Gina and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.